This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
They're playing basketball.
Right corner goes to Falk, who enters the lane. To Janae Hoying in the left corner. Good on the three-pointer. We're tied up. We're tied up. Here's Ottaville dribbling into traffic. Steal by Hoying. A run out by Hoying. Got it for two. What a play by Janae Hoying. Five in a row by Janae. Ottaville's got to get a timeout. They do. Everyone on their feet. Entertaining state championship game here at The Shot.
Oh, the big shots and the exciting plays keep right on coming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained the three just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no-no-no great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out the court. A dunk. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
And you'll high-five your Scores broadcast listening partners when you enjoy boys and girls hoops action. Webcasts include these schools, the Sydney Yellow Jackets, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Botkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Rushi Raiders, Houston Wildcats, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Jackson Center Tigers, Anna Rockets, and the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Fort Loramie with a run out down the floor, three on one. Dana Rose to the rack, in for two, and a foul.
That's what I watched Dana Rose do all day Saturday. She took a bump from a girl that's twice her size, and she continued the shot and made the basket.
On top, Bixler, shot fake, into the lane, back to the basket. Fadeaway 10-footer, in.
I think the excitement is going to overtake the fatigue coming down the stretch.
Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround 7-footer, yes. That's money in the bank right there.
Oh, you can bank on Scores, the best high school coverage by a long shot.
Gets a screen from Gosick, shoots the three, left corner. Got it! He's got it! Anna takes the lead by two. Gilskamp swished a shot, Chuck, from nearly out of bounds in the deep left corner.
Well, he's got ice water in his veins. I know that's a cliche, but that kid, you watch him play football, you watch him play basketball, he is an impressive athlete.
Here is Botkins, 3.9 to go. It's up the right side to Paul. Paul at midcourt, jumps and shoots a 40-footer. Holy cow! I don't believe what I just saw. Dane Paul for Botkins, lofted in a high-arching 44-footer.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Hello once again, everybody. Hi, I'm Jack Kramer along with Matt Zerker. We are at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. It's game two of our doubleheader, Fort Loramie against Legacy Christian. Minster is waiting in the wings. The Wildcats beat Tri-Village 60-50 in game one. In the regional championship game on Saturday night at 7:30, webcast time at 7:10. It's Minster versus the team that triumphs here in game two. The Fort Loramie Redskins, 25-1 on the year, state rank number one in Ohio Division IV, against a high-quality, young, talented Legacy Christian team, which is 24-2, dropped its opener to Waynesville, lost later on during the year to Kettering Alder. It's a team which is rock solid. Chuck McBee and I had the good pleasure of seeing Legacy Christian perform in the sectional at Sydney. It's a team that beat Rushi on a last-second shot, and it's a club with a lot of weapons. Matt, perhaps challenging, Legacy Christian will be Fort Loramie's length and Fort Loramie's depth in this game tonight. Legacy doesn't play nearly the number of players that the Redskins do, and Legacy Christian won't see the kind of pressure that Fort Loramie will pose for Legacy Christian ball handlers throughout the four quarters here tonight.
Yeah, it's tough for anybody to prepare for Loramie's pressure and for their constant subbing and their pressure defense. Much less a team that only plays maybe about 6-7 players.
Right. There are only two seniors on the floor for this game tonight. None for Fort Loramie. Only two 12th graders for Legacy Christian. One of those comes off the bench, Danielle Matthews, a 5 foot 10 inch post player. She's a backup and a starter. 5 foot 8 inch Emily Riddle. She begins on the floor at the outset of the game. No seniors for Fort Loramie. The Redskins will play 10 probably by 4 or 5 minutes into the game. Head coach Carla Siegel in her 20th year, 80% winning percentage, incredulous record at Fort Loramie, coaching girls high school basketball. 11 of the last 12 districts, Fort Loramie girls have won. And here they are in the regional, having won state titles in 2013, 2015. And Fort Loramie would like a rematch with Minster on Saturday night. Minster beat Fort Loramie in the regional championship last year. But for Fort Loramie to get there, the Redskins have got to take care of business and beat Legacy Christian here tonight. And it may not be easy at all.
No, both Minster and Fort Loramie have to avoid kind of that looking ahead mentality. Yep. And Minster did a good job of that here in the first game. We'll see what Loramie can do here in the second game.
The counterpart for head coach Carla Siegel of Fort Loramie is Mark Combs at Legacy Christian. He played at Greenview High School under Bill Green, a legendary coach at Greenview back in the late 80s. Mark played at Cedarville from 88 to 93. He started coaching at Legacy at the junior high level in 2013 and 14. And he's been coaching varsity here at Legacy Christian since 2015. He's won 92 games, lost 28 during that stretch of time. And his mentor, once upon a time, the coach for whom he played at Greenview, is now his assistant, Bill Green, here at Legacy Christian. And as Coach Combs puts it, I'm the second best coach on my own bench.
Like you say, he played at Cedarville, one of the top small college programs in the country. Year in, year out, one of the best. So quite a good background for Coach Combs.
Yeah. Here are the understatements. Here's what Legacy Christian needs to do in order to compete with Fort Loramie in this game tonight. Take care of the ball. Coach Combs told us in the pregame that Fort Loramie's defense fuels the engine that will burn you, and that's a quote. He said we've got to rebound with them some way. They feast on multiple opportunities at the offensive end and usually cash in. And then he said further, we at Legacy Christian have got to embrace the moment, play disciplined but not tight. We've got to shoot with confidence and with freedom. And we saw Legacy Christian do that in the sectional tournament and then again at the district at Troy when Legacy Christian won easily over a pretty good Franklin Monroe team.
Yeah, definitely. They showed a lot of poise here in the tournament. That'll be definitely put to the test here tonight.
Now, Legacy Christian beat Rushi 41-38 in a sectional championship game on a long three-pointer by Kathleen Honor, last name spelled A-H-N-E-R. She averages 12.5 a game, leading scorer Emma Hess averages 17.2 per game. Those are the two go-to gals for Legacy Christian, although Emily Riddle also averages 12. She's the lone senior starter. The team shoots threes at a 35% clip, 69% free throw shooting club. Fort Loramie Redskins, Matt, three-point shooting might have been somewhat of an Achilles heel last year. Redskins were mired below 30% all season long. This year, that number's risen to 37.5%. And you had the three-point shooting to all of the depth, all of the talent, the pressure defense. Marissa Meiring, Shelby County Athletic League Player of the Year on the girls' side. And you've got the composition for a well-honed girls' basketball team that is poised to make a run at the state title. First things first, got to get through the regional. And Legacy Christian is in Fort Loramie's path right now.
Yeah. Again, it's almost like Minster. It's like you can't defend them all. You got to pick your poisons and take your chances.
Sure do. You look right down through this Fort Loramie lineup, as we noted, and not a 12th grader. The starting five for the Redskins, Only one young lady over 10 points a game, Marissa Meiring at a dozen. Kennedy Gebhardt at guard, she's at 8. Taylor Ratterman's at 6. Kenzie Holscher with a splendid game in the district championship. She's worked her way up to just under 10. Dana Rose is at 9. And here's the opening tap, and it's won by Legacy Christian. Margaret Kenzinger, a 5'5" sophomore guard. Emily Riddle, 5'8" senior outback. Maddie Combs, 5'7" junior starts, along with Kathleen Honor and Emma Hess, about whom I spoke a few minutes ago. Legacy Christian's got the ball to start. Here's Honor on the dribble to the top of the key. Legacy in the road, light blue. White numerals outlined in dark navy blue. Fort Loramie in the home white. Black numerals trimmed in red. Red and black piping down the sides of the shorts. Here's MAS working on Kenzie Holscher. Now to Honor. Honor's got an avenue down the lane. Shoveled it toward the iron. Missed it. No good. Wide of the mark. But she was chopped up on the arm. And that's what Kathleen Honor does so well for this Legacy Christian team. She is able to ad-lib. She improvises.
Great ball handle.
Just a sophomore. Free throw by Honor. Swish. 1-0 Legacy. And we played 44 seconds opening quarter. Good opening possession here for the Knights. We're going to hear from Legacy Christian down the road. It's a youthful team. They've been in the Brookville and Monroe sectionals the last 3 years, 2 years in one, 1 year in the other, in Sydney this year. Where will they be next year? That's the question. Both free throws by Honor were good. Fort Loramie came down the floor, powered the ball into the post to Meiring. Turnaround short jump shot, banked, missed. Rebound down to Legacy. Here's Honor against Gebhardt. That's a duel right there. Honor's got the ball 25 feet away. Handoff on the play to Combs. Combs, dribble drive, slips into the corner to a teammate, and a long three ball by Kathleen Honor is off board. And Legacy leaps to a 5-0 lead in the opening 90 seconds. Fort Loramie, four-court left. Ratterman, now to Dana Rose. Dana 25 feet away. Foul line to Holscher. She spins, straightens up, doesn't shoot. On the arc to Ratterman. She hoists up a long three, a little crooked. And looky there. A weak side guard, Kennedy Gebhardt, snared the rebound and laid it through.
Right spot at the right time.
Gebhardt. Yep, Kennedy, a 5'5 junior guard. Taylor Ratterman, a 5'5 junior guard. Quickly down the floor, Legacy Christian. A long triple by Riddle from the right wing. No, it hit the heel. Rebound to Holscher for Fort Loramie. High dribble, nearly carried it. Gave it up, got it back, threw it to Meiring. Into the lane, spin shot, yes. Marissa Meiring banked it down. 5-4, Legacy by one. 5:42 left, first quarter. Here is Combs, four-court left for Legacy. On the weave to Riddle. Bounce pass, right flank to Honor. Straight away, Hess, open, three-pointer in the air. In and out, no good. Rebound knocked out to Meiring. Here's Gebhardt for Fort Loramie. Into the forecourt. Stolen away by Honor. Restolen by Fort Loramie. Taken back by Hess. Jump ball.
Jump ball. Possession for
Dana Rose, 5'11 sophomore. Marissa Meiring, 5'8 junior. Kenzie Holscher, 6 foot soft. And right away, Meiring and Rose come out. Caitlin Gasson, 5'2 sophomore guard. Ava Schultes is in. Excuse me. Ava, 5'9 freshman. Ava, 9 points a game. Here's Gebhardt getting the inbounds pass. Available head of the key. A long trifecta is good. Kennedy Gebhardt loops in a bomb. And Fort Loramie has stormed from behind, trailing 5-0 to lead 7-5. Quickly, Legacy down the floor. Outside the arc of the left, it's Riddle. She's double-teamed and lost the ball. Coughed it up. Gebhardt got it. Nearly walked. Might have. No call. She got to midcourt and was spilled. Foul against Legacy. 4:54 to go here in the first quarter. Here comes Jaden Putoff on the floor. 5'10 sophomore. 4.5 points a game for Fort Loramie. Gebhardt comes out.
That's going to be the big question. How can Legacy handle the constant parade of fresh bodies that Loramie can put out there?
How can they keep track of who to guard? Here is Gaston outside the arc on the left. Gives it up to Schultes in the left corner. Caitlin, a 5'2 sophomore, is in. Here's Ratterman, 4:41 to go in the first. Fort Loramie up 7-5. Redskins have reeled off seven in a row after Legacy got the first five. Here's a wide pass in the corner. Fort Loramie gets it back. Gasson shoots a three, deflected. Loose ball rebound to put off. And what do we have? Jaden over the shoulder.
Yeah, it looked like Hess got a piece of that three-pointer and it went out of bounds, and Legacy has the ball.
Emma Hess, 5'10", sophomore, plays taller than that. She's got lengthy arms. And she's got the ball in backcourt against the Fort Loramie pressure. And the pass by Hess from one side of the floor underneath the rim to the other hit the back of the glass and went out of bounds to Fort Loramie.
It's three turnovers now for Legacy.
We'll keep our eye on that number. Ball inbounded, top of the circle to Gasson. Left side, shoulders. Deep left corner, three by Fort Loramie. Bombs away. Ratterman rolled it through the ropes. That was pretty.
Ratterman
and Gebhardt have each chucked in triples. Boy, they've improved over the last year, shooting the three ball. Redskins are up 10-5. 10 unanswered. Here's Honor, high post. Dealt it to Hess. And a reach in by a Redskin player put off, and she shakes it loose. Another steal. Here's Fort Loramie down the floor in the lane area to Holscher. She's bottled up, swiped on the play by Legacy. Here's Honor at midcourt, loops it to Hess. Forecourt right. She's shut off by Ratterman. Has got to deal it back out to Honor. 3:36 to go here in the first quarter. Hess behind the back on the dribble. Nowhere to go. Straight away, Riddle, 25 feet out. 3:27 left, opening quarter. 10-5 Fort Loramie. Oh, what an overplay by Ratterman. Swiped it from Hess. She tries to drive on her. Down the floor. Hess hindered her a little bit. Shot short. Rebound is jabbed out of bounds by Legacy.
End of the game for Fort Loramie.
During the sectional tournament, I was really impressed with the way Legacy handled the ball, especially with their youth on the team this year. But this game, Loramie's just a totally different animal.
Yep.
You can't prepare for that.
And for the Knights, number 22.
Now, Fort Loramie, the class of that sectional tournament, obviously the number one seed. Legacy has lost to Alder, lost to Waynesville. As I try to clear my throat, timeout called by Legacy Christian with 3:16 left in the opening quarter. Fort Loramie leading 10-5. Legacy got the first five. The Redskins are the last 10 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
As we return to live action here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center, Fort Loramie, after the timeout inbounds, it's ruled a tie-up immediately. Redskins throw it in once again. Gebhardt straight away, 25 feet out. 2:48 to go in quarter number one. Fort Loramie 10, Legacy Christian 5. Dana Rose reverses, goes out toward the timeline. She's picked up 25 feet away on the left by Katie Leach, who's checked in off the bench. Baseline right to Gebhardt, weaves around two players. A good late pass into the paint area to Schultes, who banks in a six-footer. Assist, Gebhardt, field goal, Schultes.
12-0 run now.
Yep. A dozen straight points by Fort Loramie. 2:20 to go here in the first quarter. Here's Kathleen Honor, center court for Legacy Christian. Picked up by Gebhardt. Bounce pass right side of the floor. It's errant into the hands of Gasson for Fort Loramie. Back court to Dana Rose. Forecourt right to Gebhardt. Shot fake.
Reverse it!
Kennedy is tied up momentarily. Now the ball comes weak side to Gasson. Deep left corner. It is Macy M. Wally who's in now. Back to Gasson. Right flank, yep, our little bunny hop. That's a steps travel.
I think for a second there she was thinking about shooting, and then, okay, I'm not going to shoot, and then took the hop.
Number 33, Macy M. Wally.
Schultes out for Fort Loramie. Gasson out. Redskins have Holscher on the floor. M. Wally, Rose. We've got Kennedy Gebhardt in backcourt defending. Here's Kathleen Honor. Herky jerky dribble. Pass near side by Legacy Christian. Finger on it by Fort Loramie. It goes into the Redskins bench. Marissa Myring still out there for the Redskins, who lead 12-5. A minute 43 left, opening quarter. Ball lobbed in by Riddle into backcourt to Honor. Legacy Christian hasn't scored now in about 4 minutes and 50 seconds. Honor behind the back, dribbles into trouble. Good defense by Gebhardt. Ball pass to Riddle. Now Honor near midcourt. Holding foul called against Fort Loramie.
Foul on number 33.
M. Wally a bit too aggressive. Macy, a 5'8 junior. Right in front of us, Kathleen Honor will inbound it. It goes to Emma Hess at midcourt. Flipped right back on the play to Maddie Combs, the head coach's daughter. Maddie nearly walked. Danielle Matthews is in. She catches at the foul line and hits a cutter. Katie Leach holding down the lane. She caught it and scored. Good working of the basketball there by Legacy Christian. 12-7 Fort Loramie. A minute to go, first quarter. Dana Rose 30 feet away. Danielle Matthews, 5'10 senior, in for Legacy. She's defending in the paint area. Deep left corner triple by Dana Rose. Wow, all cord. She netted a bomb almost out of bounds at the end of the Legacy bench. 46 seconds to go, first quarter, 15-7 Fort Loramie. Here's Honor, looping right corner to Leach. Back to Honor, Gebhardt guards her. Kathleen Honor takes her down the lane, all the way to the rack. High arching scoop shot. Off the glass, hit the rim, rebound Fort Loramie. The freight train's running. Dana Rose, she charges the other way. Foul against Legacy Christian. Dana couldn't get the shot to fall, but she's got two free throws coming. 30 seconds to go in the first. Fort Loramie leads it 15-7.
Gebhardt's done a real nice job of harassing Honor on defense. Being a cross-country athlete like Kennedy is, she can keep up with her.
Yeah, Honor's got that herky-jerky bounce on the dribble. There's a lot of wasted motion. Sometimes she'll make that jab step and move ahead. A lot of times she'll just stand in place, and you got to hold your ground on defense. Dana Rose fouled the active shooting. Missed both free throws, lengthy. Rebound in the paint, Mackenzie Holscher. She's tied up momentarily, and it's ruled a travel on Kenzie. Tough call. 27 seconds to go, first quarter. 15-7, Fort Loramie by 8. Emma Hess in backcourt for Legacy Christian. Has she scored so far, Matt?
No points for Hess. Honor has 5, and then Leach had 2 on that backdoor layup.
Here's Emma Hess driving to the lane. Shot blocked by Dana Rose. It is garnered back by Legacy Christian. Oh, what a play by Leach. She scooped up the loose ball and threw it toward the basket from 8 feet away. Underhanded style. It banked in, and there is a foul to boot. Katie Leach didn't start the game, and off the bench, two fielders for Legacy Christian. 15-9, Fort Loramie by 6. 7 seconds to go, first quarter. Free throw coming for Leach to complete the three-point play. It is bouncing, no good. Redskins have got to move it. 5 seconds to go. Rose at midcourt. She motors. Goes cross-court to Gasson. Airborne, long three, wide right. Quarter closes. Fort Loramie 15, Legacy Christian 9 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Ketcher and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. In a fair and honest Fort Loramie.
For even lower prices and service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Hartford Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total Auto and Light Truck Repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
And so many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman online at TomJerry's.com. Thanks as well to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, South of Anna, Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Up, Legacy Christian starts the second quarter with a missed shot and then a rebounding foul against Emily Riddle of the Knights. And Fort Loramie's got possession, up 6, 15-9, opening 15 seconds. Second quarter of play. Caitlin Gasson, Kenzie Holscher, Dana Rose, Ava Schultes, Taylor Ratterman on the floor for the white-shirted Redskins. Here's Dana Rose outside the arc on the left. She made a three earlier, missed this one. Long rebound, Schultes. She jacks up a three ball. It's short, and Legacy's Emma Hess has got the board. Good scrappy play by Emma. Fort Loramie not connecting on two attempts from distance. That trip down the floor. 7 minutes left, second quarter. Here's Honor at midcourt against Gasson. On a weave, it goes on the play to Combs. Maddie Combs to Leach. Leach dribbles to the top of the key. Hacking foul against Fort Loramie.
Foul on number 23, Taylor Ratterman.
6:54 to go, second quarter. 15-9, Redskins up 6. Marissa Meiring, who'd been out briefly, back in for Dana Rose. Inbounding near side of the floor, Legacy Christian. It goes from Combs to Honor. Now Gasson gets the turn to guard Honor. It tries to shake her. Gives it up to Riddle. Left side to Honor behind the screen, and she buries a triple. Kathleen Honor twisted 22-footer. Well-designed play. As she gave up the ball, went to the left side, got a screen, and got the ball back. Fort Loramie couldn't recover. 15-12, Redskins lead only 3. 6:20 left, second quarter. Here's Ratterman, top of the circle, at the elbow on the right. Misfires badly. Loose ball rebound, firing at it. Matthews has got it for Legacy Christian, and a push off against Holscher of Fort Loramie. The Legacy Christian Knights giving a very good account of themselves early on, second quarter. 15-12, Redskins by 3. 6:11 left in period number 2. Yep, Legacy Christian scored the first 5. Fort Loramie, the next dozen. Nice little rally here by Legacy Christian, which has worked the 7-point deficit down to 3. Outside the arc, it goes on the play to Honor. Honor gives it up, gets it back, cuts to the rim, and scores. Well,
that back door has worked real well for Legacy.
Beautifully executed play again. Kathleen Honor, 5 straight points. The lead for Fort Loramie is 1. Baseline left, Dana Rose on the arc. Ratterman takes aim on a 3 ball. Bottom of the well. All net.
Ratterman
sized one up and jammed it. 18-14, Fort Loramie's lead 4. After Legacy Christian had cut it to 15-14 with 5.5 to go in the second. Here's a deep 3, right wing, look out, it's good. Triple, Maddie Combs, the coach's daughter, lights it up. 18-17, Redskins lead, chopped back to 1.
And with Legacy making these shots, it's making Loramie play half court.
Legacy matching Fort Loramie from the outside. Here's Dana Rose beneath the rim. Throws deep left corner to Meiring. Meiring's line drive jump shot is off. Rebound Legacy, which can go ahead. Here's Honor. Here's Combs, right flank. On a weave to Hess. Hess spots up, shoots the three for the lead. It's good. It's good. Emma Hess, 24-footer. She was wheeling off the screen. Caught it. Pops it in from downtown. Legacy fans going crazy. Fort Loramie down two with 4:42 left in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can Can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Oh, these Legacy Christian Knights cannot be taken for granted. It's a talented, youthful club, and they are strutting their stuff right now. The Knights have reeled off, what, Matt, four threes in this game?
Four threes.
And the last two threes.
Three in this quarter.
Yeah, three in this period. Vaulting Legacy Christian from a 12-5 deficit to a 20-18 lead. 3 minutes, 20 seconds gone here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie's Gasson to midcourt. It's Gasson, Schultes, Rose. Gebhardt on the arc. Ball goes baseline left for Meyer, and she bobbles. Cannot hang on. Turnover. Here comes Legacy. Looked to me like Legacy Christian was in a zone that time down the floor. And Fort Loramie was shaken momentarily. Here's Kathleen Honor, right corner, baseline, below the basket. Ran over a Redskins player. Offensive foul. Offensive against Legacy. Didn't recognize who the Redskin player was, Matt, but boy, she set up shop. And she was bowled over on the play by Honor.
Well, Gasson and Gebhardt have been on Honor all this half, so it's probably one of those two.
And here's Maddie Combs deflecting a pass by Caitlin Gasson, and she picks it off. Second straight miscue by the Redskins. Legacy up two, 3:48 to go in the second quarter. And as Legacy works the ball on top, we've got an offensive foul, moving screen away from the action against Combs of Legacy Christian.
Number 31, Jaden Putoff.
Jaden Putoff back on the floor for Ava Schultes for Fort Loramie. Right now, Legacy Christian taking the fight to the Redskins, who are down by a bucket. 3:45 left, second quarter. On the arc, it's Gebhardt. Now to Gasson straight away, back to Gebhardt. To Meyering at the post. She stumbles into the lane and dragged the pivot foot. She indeed turned it over. And this second quarter for Fort Loramie is being mired by turnovers.
Yeah, they've got like four here in the second quarter. Some of Loramie's points this year is coming off fast break, deflections, turnovers, that sort of thing, but they've been forced to play half court here by Legacy.
And occasionally that half court game against a pretty good defense can give Fort Loramie trouble. That's happening here in the second period tonight. Here's Honor down the lane. Leaves it behind her to Combs. Right wing Leach. 30 feet away, Hess. Picked up by Dana Rose on the arc. Emma Hess retreats toward the timeline. Legacy Christian up by 2 points late in the first half. 3 minutes to go. Near side, it's Combs. Fakes right, goes left against Putoff. She darts through the lane, lobs to Matthews on the block. Back to Hess in the corner. Hess, a running one-hander, dribbling, and walked with the ball. Good call by the referee.
9 turnovers now for the Knights.
Emma with an unorthodox hook shot. It didn't go in, but she took steps to get it off. Here comes Fort Loramie down 2. Fourth chance to tie it up or take the lead. Rose foul line. Colleen Brandewey in now. Deep left corner, Jade Putoff. She'll take care of it. He drills it from way out back. Putoff, a long trifecta for Fort Loramie. No, it's ruled a deuce. She was straddling the arc. It's just a two-pointer. It was not a long-range three ball. Nonetheless, The put-off jump shot has enabled Fort Loramie to tie 20-20. 2:20 left here in the second quarter. Kathleen Honor through the lane. Left corner to Kensinger. Back to Honor. She hoists up a three. Rim, backboard, no good. Tip by Hess, no good. Long rebound, Leach. On the arc to Honor. Jumping, shooting, missing. Long rebound to Hess. Legacy controls. 2 minutes to go till halftime. Tied at 20. Hess finds an open player. Matthews available. Layup, good. What a pass.
Another backdoor play.
22-20, Legacy trying to spring the upset. Easy for me to say. Put off again. That one is a three. Good. Left corner. Jaden put off, buries it. 23-22, Fort Loramie. Thrilling first half here at Vandalia Butler. Fort Loramie, Legacy Christian. 1 point game, Redskins lead. Here's Honor. Here's Emma Hess, timeline. They spread the floor. Cross court to Combs. Broken up by Gasson. Legacy recovers. Combs on the dribble. Here's Emma Hess. Left side, it goes on the play to Leach. Leach out back. Dribble drive. Kensinger. Bounce pass to a teammate. Foul. Fort Loramie hooking on the Redskins. And is that team foul six or seven?
Six.
And it's not shooting yet for Legacy. 107 to go. Second quarter, 23-22. Fort Loramie up one. Ball inbounded far side, but Legacy Christian. Both teams in the bonus now. Deep left corner, it goes to Kathleen Honor. Cross court to Hess. They'll spread the floor a little bit. Hess is motioning. It's a four-corner style. Daniel Matthews, the other big, lines up baseline left. And here is Patty Combs at midcourt. Two steps from the timeline. Checked there by Taylor Ratterman. Here's Combs, dribble drive into the lane. Dumps it off left corner Matthews. 38 seconds to go, first quarter. Fort Loramie by one. Here's Honor. Here's Hess. High right, behind the back of the dribble. Still in the arc. 30 seconds left. Hand off to Honor. Near center circle. Honor far left flank to Combs. Combs 35 feet out. 20 seconds remaining first half. Fort Loramie up one. Boy, it's been a scrap. Legacy Christian has been on its game. 13, 12, 11. Here's Emma Hess. Starts a drive. Head of the key. Foul line. Below it. 10-footer. No good. Rebound Ratterman. Five to go. Ratterman dances down the left side. Stops, throws it cross court to Gebhardt. 15-footer at the buzzer. No good. It would have counted had it gone. First half closes. Redskins leave the floor up by a scant point. Fort Loramie 23, Legacy Christian 22. The Knights are trying to upset Fort Loramie, the state's number one ranked team here tonight. We'll return with our halftime in a moment. Brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Matt, Jack Kramer, Matt Zerker. Chuck McBee is in Florida, 2 days away from his son's wedding on Saturday. He's sipping some wine, enjoying the beautiful outdoor weather in the Sunshine State. 23-22, Fort Loramie by one over Legacy Christian. A little bit of a surprise. Legacy Christian got the first five. Fort Loramie got the next 12. A lot of breathing room. I think a lot of fans thought Fort Loramie might pull away to a double-digit halftime lead. Not the case. Legacy Christian led for a couple of minutes in that second quarter. It's a one-point Fort Loramie lead here at the half. Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned, building a quality name, one customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, online at TomJerry's.com. Local Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of ScoresBroadcast.com. And Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. Local supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, and refuse collectors, for example. Its roots date all the way back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local. The present corporation was established in Jackson Center in the year 1982. Locally, Local is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago thanks to support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Halftime at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Not quite as many fans on hand here tonight as we thought we might see. The facility seats about 4,000. I'd say it's half full, maybe 2,000 here for this doubleheader. First game won by Minster, 60-50 over Tri-Village. Minster is in the regional championship on Saturday at 7:30, awaiting the winner of this game. And right now, it is anybody's contest. Redskins up by one. It's our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report. Matt, take it away.
Okay, a Legacy cut that deficit to one. After being outscored 15-9 in the first quarter, Legacy outscores Loramie 13-8 to only trail by one and the break here at 23-22. For the Redskins, Jaden Putoff and Kennedy Gephardt each have 5 points. Taylor Ratterman leading the way with 6 points. Ava Schultes with 2 points. Dana Rose with three. And Marissa Meyering with 2 points. The Redskins with 6 turnovers and they're 0-2 at the foul line. For the Knights of Legacy Christian, Kathleen Honor leading the way with 10 points. She scored the first 5 points of the game and then had 5 more here in the second quarter. Katie Leach did a nice job coming off the bench with 4 points. Emma Hess with 3 points. Maddie Combs with 3 points. And Danielle Matthews for 2 for Legacy Christian. Legacy Christian is 2-for-3 at the line, and they have 9 turnovers. But about 5 or 6 of those came, seemed like in the first 5 or 6 minutes.
Yep.
They did a nice job. They settled down there in that second quarter.
Yep.
And that's why they got 13 points, and that's why they're only trailing by 1 at the half.
Yeah, Legacy in about a 3-minute span, Matt, ran its offense, got good looks, made points. And meanwhile, Fort Loramie wasn't countering with baskets at the other end. The Redskins were turning the ball over.
Yeah. Legacy's been making the baskets, and they've also gotten some rebounds. And Loramie's not been able to get out and run like they would like to do.
Yep,
and they've been forced to play half-court offense.
Indeed.
And it seems like that's frustrated them a
little
bit.
Yeah, you nailed it. Emma Hess, just under 18 points a game. She's not the only young lady on this Legacy Christian team who can score. Fort Loramie and other clubs have found that out. Redskins cling to a one-point edge, 23-22 at the break. Fort Loramie needs to get a little working margin in this game. I think the longer it stays up for grabs, the more confidence that Legacy Christian will generate.
It seems like Loramie, I know, in a couple of tournament games that I've watched, has kind of struggled at times at the foul line, so you're right. They need to get a little working room and not make this a foul-shooting contest because Legacy Christian will hit them.
This is the Wilson Health Sports Medicine Halftime Report. Fort Loramie 23, Legacy Christian 22 at halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game. Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the paradise omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family of four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to an array of underwriting sponsors. They include Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like Brookins. Drop in and talk to Carl Arns. Tell him you heard about Brookins right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Brookins at 10 Elm Street. On the web at Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Custom foam products in Fort Loramie. Clancy's in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The In-Between, just south of Botkin's Foods, not in-between, it's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Thanks to Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. In Anna, Wells Brothers, Inc., it's grown to include 8 expanding divisions. In Fort Loramie, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. We start the third quarter. Fort Loramie ball. Redskins up by a scant point, 23-22. Deep in the right corner, Kennedy Gebhardt sizes up a three. It's way short. Rebound punched out to Emma Hess. Here she goes down the floor, all the way to the rack. Left-handed, no good. She was going pell-mell and blew it. Fort Loramie the other way. Three on two, intercepted. Taken away by Riddle. Punched away by Gebhardt from behind. Wow, a frenetic start.
Action. Fort Loramie needs to get off to a good start. The two tourney games, like I saw at Sydney with Legacy Christian, they hung around with Houston and Rushi until they were finally able to take control in the fourth quarter.
Action fast and furious, and we describe another turnover for you. Fort Loramie made a bad pass, picked off by Legacy Christian, which throws it away, and then Fort Loramie pitches a bad one. It's picked off the Legacy Christian, and here's a great driving layup in the open floor by guess who? Kathleen Honor She smacked to the deck. It goes in. Count it. And Legacy Christian's up one. A wild start to the third quarter. Miscue after miscue after miscue. Very un-Fort Loramie-like here tonight. Kathleen Honor to complete.
Just a sophomore.
Yep, to complete the three-point play. Swish. She's got it. Legacy Christian up two. 25-23. A minute gone here in the third quarter. Dana Rose to midcourt for Fort Loramie. Down the left side. Oh, she almost coughed up the ball. Fort Loramie's focus not there. Straight away, it's Aiden Putoff. She gave it up. Got it back in the lane area. She powers to the rim. Blocked on the play by Hess. Loose ball to Hess of Legacy. Ever since the first, oh, 4 or 5 minutes of the game, Legacy Christian has taken the fight right to Fort Loramie and outplayed the Redskins. Legacy up two, 6:20 left in the third quarter. Honor deep in the right corner, around Rose, shovels it cross court to Hess. Hess high left, Emma Hess 35 feet away. Marissa Myring on her. Hess retreats to the middle of the floor, open floor now. She starts to drive, gives it up to Combs. Now to Honor, 30 feet out against Gebhardt. Patrols the lane. Leaves it for Hess. Long three ball. High off the back brace. Legacy Christian, another long board. Here's Honor. Here's Hess. Splits a couple defenders. Running one-hander. Good. Emma Hess banks it in. Legacy up four. Trying to spring the shocker of the girls' D4 tournament. Between the rings, it is Ratterman for Fort Loramie. Now Myring. Myring comes near side to Taylor. Taylor gives it up straight away to Gebhardt, and she shuffled into her jump shot. Error, Fort Loramie. And I tell you what, Chuck, unless Fort Loramie shakes the doldrums, Legacy Christian's going to be in this game right to the finish.
They hold on the lead. With their ball handlers, I could see them running clock here in the fourth quarter.
Indeed. Here's Honor at midcourt for Legacy Christian, which leads by four now. Here's a long cross-court pass to Hess. Legacy spreads it. Now to Honor, 25 feet away. Here's Combs. Here's Hess. Fort Loramie appears to be in a zone, trying to slow down the Legacy attack. Honor, high right, three-pointer. 22-footer rolled around, came off. Rebound. Batted away out to Ratterman for the Redskins. Ratterman outside the arc. Goes straight away to Gass in between circles. 4:55 to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie behind by four. Baseline right put off. Hits a cutter in the lane at Schultes. Blocked out of bounds by Emma Hess.
That's got to be at least three or four blocks tonight for Emma.
Boy, Legacy.
She hasn't been a big scorer tonight, but she's done a lot of other things well.
Legacy Christian has an answer for Fort Loramie's offense. Each trip down the floor over the last two quarters. Put off to Holscher, left baseline. Behind her to Ratterman, mid-post at Schultes. Straightaway put off. Ball rotated right corner. Jump shot before Loramie's Gasson. Way short. Rebound Legacy. And a player in a blue shirt is shoved to the ground. Ava Schultes commits it. 4:30 left in the third quarter. Legacy Christian's got Fort Loramie in hot water. 27-23. Knights lead by four. Here's pressure by Fort Loramie. Ball flipped up the left side to Riddle. Cross court, it goes to Hunter. High bounce on the arc to Kenzinger. Kenzinger 25 feet away to Hunter. Here's Hess steering her way through the top of the circle. Back to Hunter at the timeline. She's being guarded by Ratterman right now. Combs, Honor, picked up by Holscher. Holscher guards Honor. Right flank to Combs. Tries to work off a screen, can't. Left side to Riddle, shot fake, open lane to the rim. Overshot it, offensive foul. Legacy fans don't like it. Redskin crowd whoops it up. 3:55 to go in the third quarter. Legacy Christian spoiled an opportunity right there to go up a six. On the floor for Fort Loramie, it's Holscher, Schultes, Rose, Putoff, Gasson. Here's Kenzinger for Legacy Christian, picking Gasson up 35 feet away. Left side, Putoff, deep left corner, Schultes. That pass almost went out of bounds. into the paint to Holscher. Backs up, shoots the high arching three ball. It's good. Kenzie Holscher thought about driving, then retreated and nailed it.
Big hoop. Points for Lormy this quarter, and that was a big one.
Big hoop for the Redskins. 4.5 minutes without a point on the board, as Matt noted. 3:26 to go in the third. Legacy up one, 27-26. Here's Honor. Right corner to Combs. Combs hoists up a three. Bouncing, no good. Rebound baseline left. Off of Riddle. Out of bounds. Redskin possession. 3:14 to go, third quarter.
But again, Legacy has done a nice job on the boards and everything. Lormy has not been able to run all night.
Nope. Fort Lormy still down one. You hit the nail on the head, Matt. Redskins cannot get out and go in transition. And when you nullify that part of Fort Lormy's offense, here's a deep three, left corner, put off Fort Lormy. No good. What a rebound in the lane by Schultes. High off the backboard, no good. Rebound taken down by Legacy. Now you can neutralize the Redskins if you can cut out the easy baskets in transition, and Legacy has done just that. 2:30 left to go, third quarter. After the Fort Lormy miss, Legacy's got the ball. Thrown to Hess, the cutter, broken up by Fort Lormy. 2-on-1, Schultes feeds a teammate, picked off by Legacy, which throws it right to Fort Lormy. Baseline jump shot, Holscher, good! 5 straight by Kenzie Holscher, and Fort Lormy leads by 1. Legacy needs a timeout. 28-27, Redskins, 2:17 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Lormy. Super deals plus customer pricing and financing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's back in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. And he's still smiling today because 3 generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Lormy. And see them online, too, at GAIERSinc.com.
Matt, I made a note with just under 3 to go in the third quarter. Kenzie Holscher hit a triple and a deuce, and Fort Lormy went from 4 down to 1 up, 28-27, 2:17 left, third quarter. Legacy had been on top, 27-23.
And before she hit those 2 shots, I was kind of thinking, she hadn't scored, and Myring only has 2 points, that the Lormy bigs have been kind of quiet up until that point. But then Holscher stepped up with those 2 baskets.
Yeah, about everybody on the Redskins has been somewhat silent in this game. Too many turnovers. Now some zone pressure. Three-quarter court. Long pass down the floor to Hess. To Hunter. Back to Hess. Wide open. Three-pointer. Strong. Weak side rebound to Myring. She's on the giddy-up down the floor. Pulls up. Hands off to Holscher. Fort Lormy tries to make a move right now. 1:50 left to go, third quarter. Dana Rose on top. Throws it baseline left to a teammate who drives a kneeing foul. Myring got a hip from Riddle. It's common. Ball out of bounds to the Redskins. Baseline left. Kennedy Gebhardt will trigger. 1:48 to go here in the third quarter. Danielle Matthews in for Riddle for Legacy Christian. 28-27, Redskins up 1. Gebhardt inbounding baseline left. Looks on the arc to Rose. Rose throws it back to Gebhardt in the corner. Back to Rose. Well, Legacy getting a fingertip or two on a lot of passes. Here's Holscher, here's Gebhardt. Redskins need a goal to go up by 3 points or maybe 4. Near side, it's put off. Ball high overhead. Into the post to Rose. She's doubled. Turns. Now she's tripled. Goes opposite to Gebhardt. Left baseline Holscher. 12-footer. Rattled out. No good. Strong rebound Myring. Blocked on the play by Hess again. She's got about 5 of them. Loose ball to Legacy. 1:07 to go in the third. Fort Lormy up 1. Here's Kathleen Honor being held at midcourt by Gebhardt.
That was Fort Lormy.
28-27, Fort Lormy by 1. Legacy Christian is giving the Redskins all it wants, plus a whole bunch more. And here comes Ava Schultes back in the game for Fort Loramie. Schultes for put off. On the court for Legacy, Honor, Matthews, Hess, Combs, and the fifth player out there is Leach. Redskins have got Myring, Schultes, Holscher, Rose, Gebhardt. 1 minute to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie 28, Legacy 27. Here's the weave. Honor to Hess. Hit the foul line. She fumbled it. Lost it. Here's Fort Loramie, a run out. Myring gave it up. Got it back. Knocked away by Legacy. Bodies fly. Down with Danielle Matthews. No call. Legacy wants a foul. Fort Loramie wants a foul. And Danielle Matthews is shaken up. What was the call, Matt, eventually?
Looks like it's a foul on...
Foul against Legacy Christian.
Double foul.
Double foul, one each way. And Danielle Matthews went across the baseline very hard. I'm not sure she's going to be able to continue, at least at this moment. We've just heard the public address announcer note a foul on Dana Rose. And?
I thought it was another a foul on five also, but... I thought she called five there at the start, but maybe not.
Fort Loramie had the advantage out of nowhere, trailing the play. Came Danielle Matthews and Emma Hess, and they spoiled the party. Good defense by Legacy Christian. They got a hand on the shot, smacked it off the backboard, and bodies went tumbling. 46 seconds to go, third quarter. 28-27 Fort Loramie. We have stayed on this count, 28-27 now, for about 2 minutes. We'll return with the remainder of our third quarter when we come back on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
Well, 5'10" senior Danielle Matthews limps off to the end of the Legacy bench, and she might go straight to the locker room. It looked like a lower leg or knee injury. Anyway, the ball is being inbounded by Legacy Christian against Fort Loramie's full court pressure. It's lobbed into the timeline to Honor, broken up by Fort Loramie, stolen. That's a big theft right there. Redskins with 33 seconds to go in the third may get the last shot. It looked like Legacy would get it. Here's Myring at the elbow. Throws right corner to Gebhardt. 27 seconds remaining. 28-27 Fort Loramie. Late in the third quarter. Gebhardt 35 feet out. Goes to Schultz between the rings. High left to Holscher. Baseline left Rose. She's open. 15-footer. Hits it. Dana Rose gives Fort Loramie a three-point bulge. 11 seconds left. Myring on a steal. Myring pilfered it. Pulls up in the lane. Throws it away with 5 seconds left. Here's Honor at midcourt. Timeline. 50-footer. Wide left. Just missed it. But Fort Loramie got the steal. A chance for two more before the end of the third quarter, but coughed up the basketball. Redskins, though, fortunate to get a three-point lead at the end of three on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface. office so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
Up here we go. Scores, broadcast.com, fourth quarter. Exciting action. Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. I'm Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker. And Fort Loramie leads by 30-27. Legacy, Matt, with the last 3.5 minutes without scoring to end the third quarter.
They had about 3 or 4 turnovers.
Yep.
That kind of helped Loramie get this lead.
Because it was 27-23 Legacy beyond the midway point of the third. And then a drought for Legacy. And Fort Loramie came on strong and scored the last seven.
Kenzie Holscher had them couple baskets.
Yep, Redskin scored the last seven. Here they get a steal to start the fourth. A nice pilfer job by Schultes in the left corner. Schultes to Rose. Rose on a weave out back to Schultes. Big possession starting the fourth. Good look to the post. Then it's thrown to the right corner where it's pumped in. A long jump shot by Myring. Myring hit it. Was it a three-pointer or two?
Long two.
She straddled the arc. Marissa Myring rattled the nets. Big jump shot. It almost popped out. That was great ball movement. Last trip down by Fort Loramie. Here's Hess. Here's Honor. High arching three. It's good. Three-pointer. Kathleen Honor. 32-30. Fort Loramie's five-point lead trimmed to two.
Huge three right there by Honor. Like you said, there had been a little bit of a drought. They needed that one.
Holscher outside the arc of the right to Gebhardt. Right corner, Rose. Back it goes to Holscher. Into the post to Schultes. Ball pried loose. Picked up on the play by Gebhardt. Fort Loramie gets a timeout. 6:32 left. Redskins lead by two. Precarious situation for the state's number one ranked team on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, BRUCKENS pub.com.
Redskins inbounding up to 6.5 to play in the fourth. Dana Rose wide open right corner. Hoists up a three, missed everything. Loose ball rebound to Combs of Legacy Christian. Legacy can take the lead with a triple. Down the right side, it's Honor. Picked up by Gebhardt. Shake and bake move. She motors into the corner. Baseline all the way to the rack. Foul. Fort Loramie. That's what Kathleen Honor will invite you to do. Boy, she is so shifty. At some point in time, during her motion toward the basket, you make contact with her. And when she feels it, she lets the ball go. She's got two free throws to tie this game with 6:14 to go in the fourth quarter, and she drops it in. 32-31. 1-point lead, Fort Loramie. Gebhardt out, Rose out. It's Ratterman, it's Gasson. Schultes, Holscher, Myring on the floor for Fort Loramie. For the tie, Kathleen Honor. It is no good. Strong rebound, Myring of Fort Loramie. Backcourt to Holscher. 32-31, Redskins up one. 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Left side pass goes to Ratterman 30 feet away. Swings it on top to Myring, who made that big two-point basket last trip down. Cross court to Gasson. She juggles, catches, goes in the left corner. Out on top to Ratterman. Team foul situation, only two on Legacy. Gasson dribbling. Leach in hot pursuit. Gasson halts the dribble. Gives it up to Holscher. Deep right corner, Ratterman. Long trifecta, a little heavy. Weak side rebound, Gasson. Holscher, foul line. Good! Redskins lead it. Fort Loramie on top by three. Is that correct, Matt?
Yes.
34-31. Legacy had trimmed it to one when Honor made one of two free throws. Big bucket, scattered floor. Holster took advantage. Deep in the right corner, Legacy, and a reach-in foul against Fort Loramie. That was Kathleen Honor. She beat her defender once again on the drive toward the basket. And the Redskins had no choice but to try to catch up. They fouled. 16 fouls, Redskins. Legacy will shoot the rest of the way. 5 minutes to go. Fort Loramie up three. Two-point baskets last couple trips down by Myring and by Holscher for Fort Loramie. Here is Hess. That might even have been out of her range. Long 28-footer straight on. It hit the rim, a little crooked. Caromed into the corner. Tie up on the rebound. Fort Loramie ball. Arrow Redskins. That's big.
Into the game for Fort Loramie, number 30.
Redskins up three, 34-31. Legacy Christian led, middle of the third quarter, 27-23. Since that point in time, an 11-4 run for Fort Loramie. Big mid-range jump shots by Holscher and Myring. Here early in the fourth, Holscher at the elbow in the right. Right corner, Gebhardt jacks up a three. Buries it. Kennedy Gebhardt unloads a bomb. Gebhardt igniting the Redskins, who lead it by six, 37-31. Honor to the top of the circle. She gets a timeout. 4:28. Fort Loramie with a little bit of breathing room. Up a half dozen on scoresbroadcast.com.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
Oh, we are headed down the stretch here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Fort Loramie with a six-point lead over Legacy Christian. Myring, Holscher, big two-point buckets, a triple by Gebhardt from the right corner, a three to enable Fort Loramie to expand the lead from 34-31 to 37-31. Keep in mind now, Legacy Christian is in the bonus. Only two team fouls on Legacy. Fort Loramie a long way from being in the bonus. Here's the ball inbound of a Legacy Christian. It's near the timeline to Kathleen Honor. Fort Loramie, which has bounced back and forth between man and zone, is in what looks to be a 1-2-2 at the moment. Out high at the point is Holscher. Rose and Radiman on the rings, or I should say on the wings. Here is Maddie Combs throwing deep left corner. It's Honor. Honor's open. Threw it up from nearly out of bounds. Missed it off the back brace. Soaring high for the rebound is Rose. Foul over the shoulder against Emma Hess of Legacy Christian. Now that shot by Honor, Matt. Yep, it was within her range, but might have been ill-timed for that moment.
She's probably kind of thinking right now she needs to carry them. She scored all but 2 points here, of their points here in the second half.
Here is Dana Rose at midcourt for Fort Loramie. 3:51 to go in the game. Redskins up six. Holscher starts a drive, stops, bounces into the post to shoulders. She weaves between a couple defenders and dropped it off her shoe. It goes out of bounds. Now the referees will touch base. I think it'll stay with Legacy. Yep.
When you said it went off her shoe, I thought we had a pretty good angle on that.
That's a good call. And Fort Loramie did touch it last. Here comes Legacy at midcourt. It's still a six-point game. 3.5 to go in the fourth. Tri-Village made a late run at Minster in game one. Minster held on 60-50. Here's a deep three by Riddle. Right flank. No good. It danced off the ring. Long rebound. Emma Hess. Legacy Christian. 3:17 to go. Hess starts to drive behind the back. Pulls up. Foul line. Runs into trouble. Then here's a late pass to a teammate. Foul over guarding Fort Loramie. 1-1, Katie Leach, Legacy Christian. 37-31, Redskins by 6, all the way down to 3:14 to go, fourth quarter. Waiting is Minster in the regional championship game on Saturday night at 7:30. Free throw by Leach. She swishes it. Here comes Gasson for Fort Loramie on the floor for Gebhardt. Second shot here for Leach of Legacy Christian. A couple of dribbles. It's on the way. It is good. It's a four-point contest. 37-33. Fort Loramie in front. 3:07 to go. Fourth quarter. Holscher backcourt. Three-quarter court pressure by Legacy. Up the left side to Gasson. Gasson timeline. Nearly was striding over and back there. He was tight-roping the center line. Gave it up to Holscher. Back to Gasson. Holscher at the elbow. On a weave to Meiring. Three team fouls on Legacy. Meiring, ball high overhead, 25 feet away. Now Gasson. Schultes is roaming the foul line, playing the high post. Holscher and Rose in the corners. It goes to Kenzie. Left side of the floor. Fakes right, goes left. Blocking foul against Legacy. That was really a good foul, as it turns out, because Holscher had her beat to the hoop.
Five fouls on Emily Riddle.
Emily Riddle has been disqualified. Five personal fouls. And coming back in, Margaret Kenzinger. 5'5 sophomore. She made a couple of big threes against Rushi when Legacy Christian won that sectional. Fort Loramie inbounds. Gasson looks. Lobs it out between the rings to Kenzie Holscher. Hess on her, 25 feet away. Near side to Gasson. 2:26 to go. Gasson stops her dribble. Flips to Holscher near center court. Hess on her. Holscher starts to drive, pulls up. And then releases to Schultes. Near side Gasson. Four team fouls in Legacy. Overplay by Hess, looking for the steal. Gasson, oh, while the 5-second count is on, gets a timeout at about 4 or 4.5. Almost a Redskin turnover. Timeout called. 2:08 to go. Fort Loramie up 4, 37-33 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Up the Redskins inbound the basketball with 2 minutes even to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Radiman, 35 feet away. She angles away from Hess. She's double-teamed. Hess trailing her, picks up the foul. That is her third, team's fifth. Legacy needs to pick up two more before Fort Loramie shoots. Here is Kennedy Gebhardt inbounding in backcourt to Radiman. Radiman midcourt to Holscher. Holscher 40 feet away. She's double-teamed, skips it, deep right corner, Gebhardt. Open, doesn't shoot. Fort Loramie simply going to hang on to the basketball. Here's Radiman at the timeline. She gets the knee. Down she goes. 1:46 left.
Like I said, last common foul.
Yep, that is the final one. Next one will mean the Redskins will shoot. Here is Kennedy Gebhardt set to inbound for Fort Loramie. She's at the timeline, looks. Goes to Holscher. Holscher quickly runs out to midcourt. Being pursued on the play by Kenzinger. Foul, Legacy Christian. 1-1. Kenzie Holscher, 1:41 to go here in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie ahead by four, 37-33.
Surprisingly, Loramie is only 0-for-2 at the line for the game. Dana Rose missed a pair way back in the first quarter.
Unusual statistic. Another reason why Legacy is right in this game. The Knights have kept the Redskins off the stripe. Free throw by Holscher. No good. It's no good. Long rebound. Schultes of Fort Loramie. Gives it up on the play to Rose. Foul again. It is Combs or Leach of Legacy Christian sending Dana Rose to the line. Redskins shoot free throws. It right around 70%. Legacy Christian has done well keeping Fort Loramie away from charity tosses all night. Here's Rose aiming and hitting. And Fort Loramie's up five, 38-33, 1:33 to go here in the fourth quarter. The winner gets Minster in the regional championship Saturday night, 7:30. Rose again, got it. Fort Loramie up six, 39-33.
Big possession right here.
90 seconds left. Zone defense, Fort Loramie. Here's Hess. Here's Hunter. Top of the circle. Hess has got it 30 feet away. Pass on the play to Combs. And Legacy Christian wants a timeout. 78 seconds to go in the fourth. Redskins are in the lead by six on scoresbroadcast.com.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done, like wake up, stretch, make yourself presentable, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
You fit a lot into an average day. Thankfully, a U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK, visit a branch, or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Well, the Fort Loramie Redskins trying to create some breathing room. Lead Legacy Christian by six. Legacy's found the points tough to come by over the last 10, 11 minutes of this game until that great reverse layup by Kathleen Hunter. Wow, what a play. 39-35. Dana Rose in backcourt, hemmed in and fouled. With a little under 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, Legacy Christian had 27 points.
Yeah, that was quite a layup there. That was reverse, no look, whatever.
Great shot by Hunter. And that field goal by Hunter representing only the seventh and eighth points by Legacy Christian in the last, about 12 and a half minutes of this game. Dana Rose at the stripe. Boy, she looks automatic. She nails it. She earns the bonus. Redskins up five, 40-35. 69 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Second shot, Dana Rose dips the knees. It's on the way. Good again. 41-35. Fort Loramie by six.
Four big foul shots there by Dana Rose.
Zone defense, Redskins. That's been utilized most of the fourth quarter by Fort Loramie. It has slowed Legacy Christian down. Here's MS, deep left corner three by Combs of Legacy Christian. It didn't catch the rim, went out of bounds off the Legacy rebounder to Fort Loramie. Up Legacy Christian needs to go to Hess and Hunter. Those are the two money players. Outstanding softs, but they didn't touch it last trip. Here's a long pass by Fort Loramie. Down the floor to Ratterman. Ratterman leaking out. Driving layup. Got it. 43-35. Hess in the forecourt. Long 30-footer. Good! My goodness gracious. Emma Hess took the first pass over the timeline and buried a triple. It's not over yet. 36 seconds to go. Redskins up five on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Well, that reverse layup by Honor 3 possessions ago. That unbelievable trifecta there by Hess. That was out on Dixie Highway somewhere. That was an unbelievable shot. Yet Legacy Christian within 5, but then Fort Loramie leaks out, beating pressure. It's Ava Schultes. Oh, she is zipping down the floor, caught the ball over her shoulder, laid it in. Hess shoots another 3 for Legacy Christian. It's way off the mark. That's because she's belted, and she will get a trio of free throws with 20 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, and the Redskins up 7. Legacy Christian has given Fort Loramie every bit it wanted tonight and then some. 3 free throws, Emma Hess. She had just come off a made 30-plus footer. Fort Loramie came out to guard her too aggressively on what was going to be another 30-plus footer. They fouled her. She misses the free throw. 80% free throw shooter, and characteristically no good. Second shot, Emma Hess. And that one curls around and comes out.
She's too close.
Legacy Christian needed those two. They needed that pair to get it to 5. The third free throw would make it a 4-point game, but it's still stuck at 7. Third free throw by Emma Hess is good. 45-39, 20 seconds left. Redskins up 6. Here is Gasson in backcourt to Gebhardt. Out ahead of everybody is Holcher. She gets the feed from Gebhardt and scores. The Redskin crowd is standing, 47-39. 6 seconds left. Here's Hess hurling up a long 3. Short, no good. Fort Loramie's got the rebound and the game finally. Fort Loramie wins it. It was a struggle, 47-39. Fort Loramie, Minster. It's a showdown regional championship. Saturday night, 7:30. Number 1, Fort Loramie. Number 2, Minster. People have been talking about it ever since the two teams played in the regular season back in early January when Fort Loramie won in double overtime.
It's been almost 2 months.
Yep, heck of a game.
It's finally going to happen.
Super contest tonight, Matt, put forth by Legacy Christian. It was a valiant effort indeed.
Going into this tournament, Legacy Christian was a complete question mark for anybody in the Northern Miami Valley.
Yep.
This tournament, they've answered all the questions. They've answered every challenge. Tonight, they just fell a little short.
Legacy played extremely well. I think, Matt, you hit it on the head. Not enough depth. Ran out of gas the last 10, 11 minutes. That was the difference, because this was a 27-23 Legacy lead with about 12 minutes to go, midway third quarter. And from that point on, Fort Loramie scored 24 points, Legacy 12. Redskins doubled the count on them, 24-12, erased the 4-point deficit, and won by 8, 47-39, as Legacy Christian scored just 12 points in the last 12 minutes of this game. Fort Loramie got to run a little bit. Legacy had to press. Quite frankly, the last 3 or 4 Fort Loramie baskets resulted by throwing over the top of the Legacy all-out press. It was a case of steal or nothing by Legacy Christian, and Fort Loramie got gimme hoops down the stretch. The game really closer than the final 47-39 score. A couple of seniors for Legacy Christian. The only 2 seniors on the floor here tonight. Riddle, who fouled out for Legacy Christian, and Daniel Matthews, a 5'10 post player who got shaken up there late in the game. The 2 seniors for Legacy embraced there at midcourt. And this one is finally in the books. Fort Loramie prevails. It was not an easy task. A lot of people thought it might be. Didn't think Legacy Christian had played this kind of competition. Tell you what, Legacy played very good defense, quick hands, a lot of deflections. And Legacy Christian nearly spoiled the party for Fort Loramie here tonight. Legacy got another outstanding game from Kathleen Honor. She was assisted, fine support from teammates. And I was impressed with Legacy's defense. A lot of touches and deflections of Fort Loramie passes, resulting in Fort Loramie turnovers, especially in the first two quarters. And Legacy Christian had this Fort Loramie crowd in doubt with 4 minutes left in that third period, Matt.
Yeah, I was a little worried going into the game. I didn't think that they would be able to run with Loramie. Well, they didn't have to run tonight because they did a good job on rebounding. They hit enough shots that Loramie couldn't grab the rebound and get out and go.
Yep.
And that's what kept them in the game.
Yeah, you hit it right on the head. The Redskins, very few transition baskets until the gimmies, the easy ones, at the very end when it was really academic. Redskins couldn't get to the free throw line until real late when Legacy fouled intentionally, more or less. So a lot of Fort Loramie's offense, free throw line, transition baskets, nullified by Legacy Christian here this evening.
And that's what exactly what kept them in it.
Yep.
And Honor and Hess and some of their other players had some big shots when they needed to, and they kept them right in the ballgame.
I'll talk about a couple of our Fort Loramie sponsors. You can jimmy up the scoring here, get your calculator out, and crank out the numbers while I let our listeners know all about Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman, fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned, building a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at tomjerrys.com. And thanks to M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie, with a huge tire sale you will never get tired of. Savings on Goodyear, Firestone, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. You've got to check out that great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, West Main and Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer, pricing, and financing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's back in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. Well, he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyers have done business the very same way since. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online as well at GeyersInc.com. That's G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. New underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick will work with you step by step by step as you build your new home. Over 40 years of pride and craftsmanship, which are custom built into every home improvement project. And thanks to Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney, Regal for the crowning touch on Wapak Avenue across from Clancy's. On the web at RegalTrophyAwards.com. And thanks to Maury's Landing. Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362, across from Lake Loramie in Minster. You'll love the fish at night. Open at 6 in the morning, outstanding breakfast. An array of wraps and burgers at noon at Maury's. Well, Matt, who are our Clancy's Award winners? I tell you what, Kathleen Honor was splendid tonight for Legacy Christian. Fort Loramie actually did a pretty good job on Emma Hess, and the Redskins without a young lady in double digits.
Yeah, it was definitely a team effort by the Redskins. Kenzie Holscher tied with Dana Rose to lead the way with 9 points. For the Clancy's player of the game, I'm going with Kenzie Holscher. Those couple big baskets there in the third quarter, and a couple more in the fourth quarter. She scored all 9 of those points in the second half, and they needed that. to help pull away for this victory.
Yeah, Kenzie's shots were the difference makers, I would agree. Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, Matt, we had two very good basketball games tonight. Number one, Fort Loramie beat Legacy Christian in the second regional semifinal by 8, 47-39. Number two, Minster toppled number three, Tri-Village, by 10, 60-50 in game one. Each game in doubt, really, until the last minute or less. Neither game was put away, secured by the favored team until the final 60 seconds of each outing.
Yeah, they were two very, very good games tonight. Tri-Village and Legacy Christian, even though they were both considered big underdogs in these games, came out and pushed it to the limit.
Yeah, the Fort Loramie, uncharacteristically, not a real good floor game. Redskins could not get the ball out and run. Didn't shoot free throws till late. For a while, for two and a half quarters, Legacy Christian shot a very good percentage. Uncharacteristic Fort Loramie performance. Fine first half by Minster, opening two quarters against Tri-Village. And then I thought Minster's offense slowed itself down in the final two periods, coupled with improved play from Tri-Village. And as a result, the two contests went to the wire. Not sure if we can say this with certainty. Were Minster, were Fort Loramie, were the players in those two teams looking ahead a little bit to maybe a Saturday night rematch for the opportunity to represent this region at the state Final Four? Who knows? Players would tell you not, but it's one of those things that psychologically enters your mind whether you want it to or not.
Yeah, because the media fans have been talking about this rematch for 2 months now.
Yep.
The kids have to hear that.
Yep. And I heard.
Sure they did.
And I heard coaches. Thank you so much, Doc Weichel, Fort Loramie. Redskins win by 8. As Coach Weichel just came by, we said hi to Sheldon. He's heading down to our left. He was here momentarily. Redskins contingent is down to our right. Happy faces. Kenzie Holscher being talked to by Bryant Billing of the Sydney Daily News. Bryant's in tune with you, Matt. That is the Clancy's player of the game for the Sydney Daily News, too.
Yeah, she definitely had a great second half.
Yep.
And really came alive there, like I said, in the second half when they really needed it. The two teams that didn't that came up short tonight, Tri-Village and Legacy Christian, they're not going to go away, folks.
No,
Tri-Village has got a great junior high program coming up. And the top two players here for Legacy Christian, Kathleen Honor and Emma Hess, are both only sophomores. Yeah. These two teams will be back.
Yeah, without checking the starting fives, I think both clubs return 4 of 5 starters next year. And good youth on the bench as well.
Yeah.
So Legacy Christian, Tri-Village could be right back here. Who knows? This could be the same four teams in this Vandalia-Butler region.
Determines a lot on what sectional, like you said before, what sectional Legacy Christian ends up next year.
Yeah,
will they be back in Sydney? Will they be in Brookville? Or will they even be in Monroe? I mean, Southeastern and Cedarville are in that Monroe sectional. So it's not a stretch that they could be there either.
Yeah, Brookville or Monroe, they'd be a 1 seed. Sydney a 2 behind Fort Loramie. Nonetheless, they would be a major player in the regional, no matter what sectional they're in. And again, to reiterate, we might see these same four teams right back here in this Sweet 16 at Vandalia Butler and Girls D4 next season. Really enjoyed it a lot tonight. We've got a doubleheader tomorrow night from the UD Arena. I'll be down there probably around 3:30, quarter of 4, somewhere in that neighborhood. Doubleheader, Fort Loramie, Cincinnati Christian, a tip at 5:30, followed by Jackson Center, Franklin Monroe, tip at 7:30. Should be two good games.
It's always a magical night.
Yeah.
Friday night, district night at UD.
Not only are those two clubs from Shelby County vying for berths in the regional, they're vying for an opportunity to play against each other for the third time this year, next Tuesday at Kettering Fairmont Arena, in I think what would be the first game of that twin bill on that particular night. 6:15 is the first regional semi, and I think that would pit Fort Loramie and Jackson Center if they both win tomorrow night at the UD Arena. So
it's getting exciting.
It is.
It's that time of year.
On we go. And we've still got a handful of teams still in. Versailles boys will cover at 1 o'clock on Sunday. Anna boys, 5 o'clock on Sunday.
Against Clark Montessori.
Yes.
And Versailles taking on Reading.
Mm-hmm. Look forward to those two games. Each should be fast-paced. A lot of action up and down. And really interested in seeing how Anna looks after having not seen the Rockets in a couple weeks. In fact, the last time we covered Anna in action was on the road at Minster at the end of the regular season. And Anna was beaten by a Minster team, which is out of the tournament after losing to St. Henry last night.
And since that loss, they bounced back. They had a very impressive win at Rushi to close out the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been very, very impressive here in the sectional tournament, blowing away teams like Preble Shawnee in the final. It was a close game until the half, and the next thing you know, you look at the score, and that's 40 points.
Yeah, I think over the last seven or eight games, Anna's averaging, I think, about 77 points per contest offensively. They are in high gear. Kudos to head coach Nate Barhorst and his club. They enter tomorrow's game with a mark of 22-3, I believe, overall, in 25 games. The losses only to Jackson Center and to Minster. Well, Chuck McBee is sipping some wine, perhaps still, down in Florida. He's vacationing. His son's wedding comes up on Saturday. He's not back with us until Tuesday.
Be a little cold to do that out here.
Yeah, it would be.
The wine would freeze.
He'll be with us again on Tuesday, the night we just spoke of a moment ago, when we are at the Boys Division 4 Regional at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena as the Fort Loramie girls walk in front of us here at Vandalia Butler after finally putting away Legacy Christian by a final tally of 47-39. Minster won the first game tonight over Tri-Village by 10. Thus, Minster and Fort Loramie in the long-awaited rematch, regional championship, Saturday night, 7:30. We say hello to Chuck. Ron Mooney's our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer.
I'd say the sign coming down, I think that's the cue.
Yeah, Hemp Imagery, John Hemp, down to our right, is removing our banner from the wall. Thank you very much, John. For Ron Mooney, for Chuck McBee, for Matt Zerker, courtside, Jack Kramer saying good night from here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Our next webcast, 5:15 tomorrow from the UD Arena, Fort Loramie versus Cincinnati Christian. Again, our final scores, Minster 60, Tri-Village 50, and Fort Loramie 47, Legacy Christian 39 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.